Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
And I marvel at people who have a good feel for what works. And I have to tell you that whether it's trolling Massachusetts on basketball or trolling New York on pizza, Connecticut, for a lot of the ridicule that we can sometimes get, we got a little mojo now when it comes to some of this stuff. And a lot of it can be honestly credited to a gentleman by the name of Anthony Anthony. That is his name. And he is the chief marketing officer for the state's Office of Marketing and Tourism. He joins us now. I'm Brian and Company. Anthony, how are you this morning?
I'm good, Brian. How you been?
I'm great. And, you know, I have to, you know, I always reserve the right to be critical and ask tough questions, but I think you're doing a phenomenal job. And
thank you. Thank you. And I do know that you really do play it honest. You call balls and strikes. And so that means a lot coming from you. And I appreciate it.
Well, yeah, thank you. I appreciate that comment. You didn't, there's no quid pro quo here, but I'm wondering with the pizza and the genesis of it. I mean, does this come from, because there's a blending of the new and the old. I mean, we've always had, New Haven didn't just wake up yesterday and have great pizza. They've had it. Is it a Portnoy thing with Barstool? Is that what motivated you to sort of make it a brand? Like, what made, whether it's you or your office or the people involved, say, like, this could make us more of a destination, the pizza?
So, Brian, in truth be told, the synthesis of all this goes back to about 3-4 years ago, before I even was in this role. So, I mean, Brian, you and I met a couple years back.
When you ran the comms for the governor, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, when I was running comms for Governor Lamont, I took over after Max Reese. And as part of what I was doing before I was comms director, I was traveling around the state with Governor Lamont and learning a lot, because I'm not a lifelong Connecticut resident. I moved here in 2021, and learning about the state, I was a lot like so many of those other people, just traveling through Connecticut from New York to Mass and on the way back. And I knew nothing. And I learned so much about the state and how wonderful it can be with all of the things that we do and that there is to do and that we make. And I realized that we have the best damn pizza in the country. I mean, there's no way around it. And so when we rebranded the state in 23, which was one of my first big projects in this role, we focused on what Connecticut does and does well, because we need this sense of identity and pride. And it's less about the geography and the hills and the shore and all of that. And it's more about the spirit of the people. I think that's what makes Connecticut so unique. And so we just kind of leaned into the whole pizza and basketball stuff with the signs. And then I'll give credit where credit's due. Dave Portnoy put Connecticut on the map for pizza. And so, you know, I was like, you know, there really is a movement to this, and food is something that brings people together. It doesn't matter, you know, what you believe in, whether it's politics or religion or, you know, economic theory, like all of that stuff. Food is something that everybody needs and relates to, and it gets people to the table. And so pizza is at the top of that pantheon. You know, and so I was like, why the heck not?
Yeah. And we're talking with Anthony Anthony, who is the chief marketing officer for the state's Office of Marketing and Tourism. And, you know, I was at the Tacos, Tequila and Taps event at Duncan Park last night. And it's gotten too much. It might have jumped the shark. I mean, everyone's got a little selfie stick and their phone camera, and they're doing a little video to put on an Instagram or TikTok. And there's it's such a crowded space. But I think that, you know, like Portnoy had a niche and he just ran with it, and it's still extremely effective. But I also think you and your office have done great things with it. So I think that you credit it properly. But even something like trolling New York in New York, I mean, that is just, and then the local, you know, honestly, we don't have a ton of content sometimes, and that's a great thing for local news to glom onto, right? And then New York picks it up too. And so talk about that effort. I mean, people who don't know, there are basically, you know, big signs like street level billboards and subway stuff, basically trolling New York on
people. Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Pizza.
Yeah, so that was one thing that where we did, knowing full well. So we have one of the lower marketing budgets in the country. The national average is about 19 million. We have 4.5 million. So we knew that our ad budget needed to go further and get louder than anybody else. And so using these types of tactics, you know, there's really a playbook for some of that stuff out there. But in this case, I think what you referenced earlier, it's a little bit of an in-between of new and old. So it wasn't just trolling, but it was, hey, you guys tell us what you think. It's driving that engagement and that ongoing conversation. Yeah. So we set up a website and a phone line, and the voicemails that we have, yeah, I think there's like I'd put them into three categories. Of course, there's the angry and unhinged ones, which are obviously the most fun to listen to. Then there's shockingly a really good amount of calls of people supporting Connecticut and saying, you guys really do have the best damn pizza in the country. And me as a marketer, my favorite ones are actually the ones right in the middle where people are saying, I've never heard of Connecticut pizza. Well, you most certainly have now. And not only have you heard of it, you're calling into a hotline or leaving a text message saying, you know, what's going on here?
Now,
all of that.
Go ahead.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, you finish.
I was now, as you had mentioned, talking about content. We have all of those messages that is going to be ongoing content, not only for us, but knowing you guys, and you can spread the word out there. And so it's kind of a gift that keeps on giving.
You know, so for people who are sitting there saying, like, why are you talking about stupid pizza with the head marketing guy in the state of Connecticut? And which leads the progression of questions are, I'm being purposeful because it ultimately leads to this. Is something like this leading to increased business and increased visitation to the state of Connecticut?
Yes. And so while I understand people's arguments and saying not only is this not the right attitude in being in trolling neighboring states and other states, but it's also a waste of money. And the fact of the matter is it is not. In 6 weeks where we have, since we have put these up, not only have we earned $13 million of earned media and more than 5 billion media impressions, we have increased day trips to New Haven by 22%. And there has been an 11% increase in those trips from New York. So yes, this is resulting in increased dollars for our pizzerias, which are all small businesses. These are, you know, with the exception of the locations like Pepe's and Sally's, which now have numerous locations, these are all mom and pop shops. Yeah. So, you know, this is good work with a good purpose. And I'm really proud of what our team has been able to accomplish with limited resources.
Seems like you guys are having fun. Anything else you want people to know about this morning? We're a little tight on time.
Yeah, I just appreciate the opportunity to come in and chat with you, Brian. And you know, whenever you want, let's go out and grab a pie and talk a little more.
Yeah, we'll do it. I appreciate it. And again, like, I mean, I think, you know, as growing up in Boston with, as a Celtics fan, the basketball stuff I love too. And you have a governor who's got a sense of humor about it and deals with it well. So I think that it deserves some credit because it's really been effective. So thank you. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Brian. Have a good one.
You too, man.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.